You're listening to Morning Edition on Maine Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Ed Morin. Central Maine Power's proposal to run a new high-voltage transmission line through western Maine seems to grow more controversial every day. This week, Maine Public Radio is taking a broad look at why in the week-long series, Power Struggle in the Maine Woods. Maine Public's Fred Bever is the lead reporter, and he joins me now. Fred, why did you take on this series?
It's the biggest infrastructure story to hit the state since the Maine Turnpike, Ed, right? It's a major energy industry story, one that could set precedent for the nation's work to move towards a renewable energy future. And there are some major regulatory decisions to be made in the weeks ahead, so now is a good time to explore some of those moving parts.
All right, just to be clear, the transmission line wouldn't even serve Mainers, is that right?
It would take electricity from hydro dams in Quebec to serve Massachusetts. You're right. They have a need for renewable energy that's mandated by state law there.
And there is a lot of money at stake.
A lot. The transmission line would cost around $1 billion to build. And between them, CMP and Hydro-Québec would earn billions over the next 20 years. Our first story, which will air tomorrow, takes a look at some of those big money winners and some of the potential losers.
But it's not just about the money?
No, for people in western Maine, it's about a way of life for many of them. CMP would clear-cut a 53-mile path to bring the transmission line from the Canada border to Carrotunk. That's where it would join an existing corridor and head down to Lewiston. A lot of people along the route, rafters, snowmobilers, Maine guides, they are mad about this.
But CMP and Hydro-Québec are offering millions of dollars in economic development assistance to the area.
And for some, that's attractive. But then there are people like Liz Caruso. She's Carrotunk's first selectman.
How is that mitigating for raping our natural resources, for polluting our trout streams, for permanently devastating our Maine woods?
Aren't there some environmental benefits, though? A major influx of renewable hydropower to New England?
That's what CMP, Hydro-Québec, Massachusetts officials, and supporters here in Maine say. And those include some, although not all, regional environmental groups. Sean Mahoney is the head of the chapter of the Conservation Law Foundation here in Maine. He says the project is emblematic of the hard choices that are going to need to be made to really make headway in fighting global warming.
We're going to be faced with a host of difficult decisions over the next two or three decades as we try and get our arms around, the impending disaster of climate change.
And our second story in the series will contend with those environmental and economic trade-offs.
Now, you've been spending some time with the people who'd be most directly affected.
I rode a snowcat to the 3,700-foot peak of Coburn Mountain. I went up there with the guy who cut that trail decades ago. I rafted the Kennebec River Gorge in the pouring rain. And I spent a lot of time at kitchen tables in the backcountry. We'll bring you the voices of these people, the ones who live there and work right there. And by the way, photojournalist Brian Bouchard with Maine Public, he joined me for a lot of that, and he shot and edited some incredible footage, which you can see on our website now, along with an interactive map of the power line's proposed route.
Fred, as you mentioned at the top, it's getting to be crunch time for CMP to get its state permits.
Yeah, the utility and environmental regulators in Maine could make their decisions within weeks. And things are just starting to heat up in the legislature, where lawmakers are looking at various measures that take aim at the project. That could stir a whole new round of controversy, and I think opponents are hoping that it will. So I'm going to spend some time in Augusta this week, and tonight I'm headed to Farmington, where there's a major local vote expected on the project. We'll report on all of this as part of the series.
Thanks, Fred. We'll be airing Power Struggle in the Maine Woods throughout the week. You can read the first installments, view the route, and more at mainepublic.org/power.